The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? It's Ralph Sutton and Mr. Big J Okerson.
Hi.
How are you, sir?
I'm okay.
This week, a really cool band comes into the studio. They're called the Moon City Masters. Josh Adam Myers joins us, and we are live in the studio.
And
again.
Big J Okerson from the SDR show.
From the SDR show, Big J Okerson. And Ralph Sutton from Juice Man and the Monster.
Juice Man and the Monster. Yeah. In the mornings. Yeah.
Remember, we do the show live every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Or you could go to gasdigitalnetwork.com/live to watch it. Or subscribe with the code SDR to get a free one-week trial. Most importantly, just listen anywhere. You know, Jay, we've had the best 3 months we've ever had on the show, listener-wise. Imagine if you talked about it, how good it would do.
Imagine
that.
I don't want you to get cocky.
All right, here it is right now. The Moon City Masters episode of
the SDR show.
All right, dude.
I had to look it up.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is the hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone fuck the host. It's hookers and blow.
Hey, you know what's funny?
Hey.
When they know that a chickadoo's gonna be here, like there's gonna be dildos involved, there's gonna be a vagina.
Everyone's here.
Everybody's here.
Now it's so dead here. I literally saw four rats outside.
Yeah, because there's nobody here. They're like, no matter who, it could be any band on the planet. There's no vagina coming. I'm not showing up tonight.
I would describe the outside as a rat issue.
Yeah, it is an issue. By the way, what happened is
they're definitely in here at night.
Not in here.
Oh, yeah.
No, they're not.
Oh, buddy.
Shannon will leave the studio.
Shannon, leave. The fucking walls are crawling with these things.
She's in the protected zone, though. They're not breaking into that area.
No, but they crawl all over the couches at night and shit.
Well, I know what they do. They're attracted to girls more than guys.
Have you seen little turds in here?
No.
You're not looking, though.
No, I am. No. By the way, I come in here every day to make sure the place is clean.
Yeah, you clean up the turds before everybody finds out.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to see them. I have little turds.
Fucking rat trap.
Well, I really do believe what happened was, ever since the girl next door left.
Yeah.
Both of you got to get closer to me. I'm sorry.
Her stanky ass pussy
Josh
used to keep over there.
Good. Taylor's got to get closer to me. Taylor?
Close enough?
No, keep going.
Look at the camera.
There we go. Look at the big me.
Yeah, you don't have to be all shmush.
I'm
just
such a monster. Look
together.
At me, how fucking much of a monster I am. I'm so big. Fucking hate it. I'm such a monster. We look like, it's hard to believe we're the same species. So weird.
I look like a smaller version of you.
How tall are you?
I'm like 6'5" and change, but
that's
awesome. I look like a fucking monster.
Can't dunk.
Can't run.
Can't swim fast.
But he crushes puss.
You run.
No, I jog.
Shannon?
I use the term run because it's what it is. No one says jogging anymore.
What do you do, Ralph?
I run. I run 3 days a week, 26 miles a week.
What'd you do today?
I didn't do it today. I worked out today. Oh. I do Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You brought it up. No, I guess I did bring it up.
You brought it up, Ralph.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I said I can't run, though.
I know, but you were lying because you wanted me to go, but you run all the time.
No, but I meant like I can't.
Go on.
I can't run fast.
But what was that one you did the other day?
I missed the run because I went to see you in Austin.
But at one point it said you counted wrong or something. You counted wrong. You were actually faster.
Oh, no. It was, yeah. I run about 11 minute miles, mm-hmm. which is slow.
No, that's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Just get it in. It doesn't matter.
How do you pace your breathing?
How do I pace it?
Mm-hmm.
Breathing in and out? I don't know.
He does the wheeze method.
Yeah. You never stop. You go straight through.
How do you pace your breathing in life? I don't know what the weird...
Depends what I'm doing. Steps is heavy panting.
Okay, but is that a pace? That's just what's happening.
Sleeping is apnea-esque.
Sleeping's full apnea.
Really quickly, a couple things. Let me get this off the top of the show here. Number one, leave a 5-star review on iTunes. We don't say that enough. And Shannon, we mentioned this, that we're going to pick a winner. Don't do it now, but promise me.
I did pick.
Oh, you did? All right. Do you want to do that right now, please? Just because I feel like we keep saying that. We never do. Just read the winner. Email theboys@thestrshow.com, and we'll send you a T-shirt.
Okay. The name is Adam_SmithJobs.
Smith Jobs. Maybe related to
to Smith Jobs?
Johnny Smith Jobs?
It's the subject line is just what I needed. 5 stars. Thank you. This is a really amazing podcast. Thank you. Heart.
All right. Sweet enough. Nice. Simple.
That was written
to the
by
point.
Ralph. That was definitely Ralph.
It sounds like me. Right? It sounds like me.
Love the podcast. Your work is great. I enjoy this content.
Yeah. And then, of course, because we're in studio, the live chat is going. Does anyone use the phones anymore, Shannon?
Just real ass podcast like once every 3 months.
Yeah, because I don't even remember the phone number, but I know
it's
that
the 573 gas line.
All right, but you can't even answer. There's no one here right now to fucking monitor the line, so it's not.
We don't even have a second producer. Is how little
nobody gave a shit.
Would you guys be interested in a chance by
showing your dicks?
Dicks or anything? Yeah, trying to get
people. Back then they pull out their dicks and then a swarm of people come in right
I did
away.
Say, Ralph, I did say earlier this week, you said you would try to get a porn star, I was a little verklempt,
but it didn't happen.
I'm a little bummed out, bro.
I'm sorry.
Every time I've been on, it's been like anal ring toss, blowjob sculptures.
Our guests are right here. Could you be a little more...
Did you say these gay guys you were about to say?
Our guests.
I mean...
No.
These two.
No, dude. That was crazy.
I felt it come.
Replay that. Yeah, went, these gay, these guys.
These guys are here. And so I was just saying, like, it's rude. They're right here. They can hear you. You don't see I'm disappointed. And they're right here.
Oh, well, there's two handsome guys. You want to tell them about your run, Ralph?
Go ahead. Well, I was running the day before yesterday.
I'm running tomorrow. So.
Where? How far do you run?
Like 4 to 6 miles.
And what's your pace? You're young and in shape. So,
like,
get very close to the mic, by the way, both of you.
The fastest 6:30, but I'll get 6:30? Lazy. So I like to run 4 days a week, but on lift days I like to warm up with a mile. Like,
yeah, we
pretty
do that
fast.
Together.
Like I did like a 6:50 mile
damn it.
Today.
I could never.
But then I end with a mile, which is always like I don't know. Like if you take a shit, it's like my run took a shit. Take a 9-minute mile. At the
fuck
end of
you
run.
Both.
I'm just like dude. I was chubby like my whole childhood, pretty much till I was like 25. I was chubby, so I'm just.
It got more distributed in our 20s. Yeah, like, I was like
you got the COVID-15 at first.
I was like like girly like Sebastian Bach body back before in the 80s, and he was plump. And then it kind of in our 20s it just kind of
morphed around.
I got a little bit, he lost a little bit, you know?
And you're twins. Let's say the name of the band is Moon City Masters,
yeah.
Right?
City Masters, yeah.
And the guy that we booked LA Maybe with is the same guys that we booked you guys through. And what I like about the vibe that I've seen and also can tell, you guys are true like 70s and 80s rock fans, even though you look a lot younger than that, but obviously somebody was your inspiration, someone got you into 70s, like you don't love this music on your own, I would imagine.
No. Our dad was a kid of the 60s and 70s. He went to Woodstock. You know, he grew up in New York back when New York was really freaking cool. Saw Jimi Hendrix in Central Park, you know. And so he got us into a lot of that 60s stuff. Our older brother, Adam, we loved wrestling when we were kids. And we loved... That's when Hulk Hogan was a bad guy, and his intro music was Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix. And he gave us a mix CD with that, but he also gave us, it had Van Halen and Ozzy and Guns N' Roses. Yeah. So, like, fourth grade on, we were just hooked on this type of music.
And it's funny, because on your Instagram, I could see the inspiration of the wrestling. You always have crazy outfits on and wild background sets. That's pretty funny.
I definitely, when I was a kid, wanted to be something between, like, Macho Man Randy Savage and Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels, yeah.
Oh, dude.
Should have Soder come in with that Macho Man impression.
Yeah, he does nail that.
Oh yeah.
He got yelled at. He got in trouble for. He was on the documentary, the A&E documentary, Soder.
I saw that.
And
I heard they buried him on that.
He made a joke at the end that was like,
How epic of a death it is for Macho Man to die in like a.
He had a heart attack and crashed his car. He's like, what a macho way to go out. And then people are like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Really?
But then Eric Bischoff had to defend him on another podcast.
Wait, who is this that made the joke?
My buddy Soder. He's my radio partner. And he, whatchamacallit? Yeah, so like Eric Bischoff, like one of the heads of WCW and WWE for years, had to come out. And like he was like, it was cool. It was more cool for him to get that heat. Mm-hmm. And for that guy like that to acknowledge who he was. He was like, Dan Soder's a funny guy. And it was.
And also, I mean, they left it in the documentary. If anyone had a problem with it.
Yeah, they could have edited it out.
It was horrible placement.
He's a guy talked for 3 hours. It wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't a problem.
No, but it was like right when they had the solemn music playing and they're describing what happened and then he comes in with
But you know how many people have to approve that for it to get on this? You know, obviously nobody had a problem with it.
Yeah, you should be offended by whoever produced the fucking thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Honestly, it was so benign. I saw that documentary in it. He said the joke It didn't offend me. I didn't think it was like the funniest joke I ever heard. Well, it just was went over my head. Yeah, and then I see these people offended by it. And I'm like, this is really what you're offended by?
But speaking of, you weren't there the night in Austin when the guy was painting on stage?
No, that was the night after.
So Chris Rogers, who's an awesome artist.
Yeah, I met him backstage the day I was
awesome,
there.
Awesome artist. He, whatchamacallit, he did the local George Floyd mural in town.
Okay.
Like in Austin when all that shit went down. And he's great, but he was on stage, so like you crowd work album. So I was like, we filmed this. Ralph came down this weekend.
Yeah, I wanted to have that on my nose. I want to talk about it a little bit, but
dude, he was on stage. It was so funny. I just kept going back to him as he's painting this picture of me.
Mm. I saw the final product.
It's awesome, yeah, it's great. I keep going. This is Chris Rogers, everybody. Chris Rogers, amazing artist in town. He told me today this is the most important painting he's ever been a part
that's
of.
That's really funny.
Side note: he did paint the George Floyd mural. I didn't say it though. I just kept going, and then the second one I came back, I go. Everybody, this is Chris. I just reintroduced him all over again. It's Chris Rogers, great artist from town. Told me today this is the most important paint work he's ever done in his life. And he painted over the bullet holes in Breonna Taylor's house. Oh. He was like, oh.
Jesus Christ.
He has no microphone to defend that at all. I go, I didn't say. He said it was the most important one.
By the way, so I want to say, you know, I mean, at the pretty much top of the show here, that it was an amazing night. I was there. You were there for how many nights? You actually taped the crowd work. You did one was
two
a pre,
nights.
But one was like not a recording, but it was like a test night, right?
No, one was just like the What's Your Fucking Deal, where I host it and everybody does crowd work.
And then you did two nights where you record. I guess we recorded four shows, right? I found out the day before that Gas Digital was involved with the production. So
EP, dude.
That's how Lewis rolls. Tells me the day before, by the way, we agreed to do this. And it just was great to see. Great energy. The room, it's Creek in the Cave is out in Austin now.
We sold it out.
Sold it out every night. Well, no food, but I was hungry. And also, I would say this, a staggering homeless problem in Austin.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's bad.
It literally, California my daughter's bad? Down there. Worse. Dang, my really? Daughter went down to see if she wants to move there and coming home tomorrow and already knows for sure she does not.
Is it, I mean, I'm sure, I've only been to Austin, I've been to Austin twice before, but like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Is this, have you been a few times for comedy?
Oh, a bunch, yeah.
And has it been this way for years?
No,
or
this
is like post pandemic?
No, the mayor made some, I asked somebody about it from the stage, and he kind of explained it. The mayor made a new rule. It's not
bring
like
all homeless, your homeless
laws.
To
it's
Austin?
Not homeless laws, it's camping laws. They made like you can kind of set up a tent and fucking go. So people came from all, homeless came from all over the country. Wow. Down there, because you could just go under the overpass and set up a tent and just go and ask people for money all day. And they go to 6th Street in Austin, which is like a nighttime. So it's become like dangerous with homeless. You have to go through like a gauntlet of them.
Yes. Yeah, I actually, because of, as we said at the top of the show, I'm a monster. And I have a delusional sense of confidence. I can't fight at all. But because of my size, I rarely get picked on by a homeless
Shannon,
person.
Shannon, get ready. Ralph, you're not a fighter. You're a runner.
She missed it.
Damn it.
You're like the size, like, not worth it.
Yeah, I'll take my chances.
If me, no disrespect here.
Depends on the situation.
If me and Josh are walking down the street separately, who are they going to pick on?
Oh, you.
Right?
Me? No. Clunky.
No.
But that being said, the people that are really, really big, they usually are the ones that can't fight because they've never had to fight.
I've never had to, but in Austin.
I've never been in a fight. So.
In my walk from my hotel, which was 5 blocks tops from there. Yeah. I got confronted two times. Like two direct, one half.
Yeah, Joe List had a real situation there he had like run away from, apparently.
Run?
Yeah.
I didn't run. I just ignored, but it was weird.
I'll tell you what. If it's bums, dude, 4 bums coming at me, a part of me is thinking about just doing the straight game of death, like turning a circle in the karate pose. But like, come on, motherfuckers.
Yeah. See how
I'll wreck you fucking now. You fucking sick junkies.
One guy was a little intimidating.
No, you don't mean that.
I do. No. I'm not used to being accosted. I'm fragile.
Damn, Ralph.
When's the last fight you've been in?
He's never in his
never
life.
Never. Have you been hit in the face before?
No. One time I said it when I was a strip club DJ.
Just dance battles.
I said to a girl, you know, I've never been hit. And then she slapped me in the face and said, now you have.
Oh, my God.
That was really fucking fun.
And you fucked that girl, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Even if you didn't, you're going to say you did.
Oh, speaking of which, by the way, one other thing I wanted to say is... Three different, I'm not going to say their names, but three different hosts, well, people that work with Gas Digital told me that they used my theories on hitting on girls on Instagram, and all are dating girls off of Instagram now. So my creepy ways work.
Who's arguing that?
You got to change your creepy ways.
You know what else works, dude?
Baby.
Rape does work.
It works.
It works. But yeah. This is legal. I found a rape loophole. It's totally legal.
Well, you have a whole, you have a whole like regime.
I just have ways that are creepy for an old man to hit on young
girls. It's time spending that is so lame for someone his age, a man of his age.
It's a lot less time than you make it out to be. It's what I'm shitting.
It's a whole.
So
thing.
What are your odds then? What are you at?
Oh, look at Josh is in.
I mean, I'm 41. I'm single.
I want to date 20-year-old dimwit.
Oh, not really. 25-year-old dimwit. That's too much for Ralph. Oh, you shuggy duggy.
So the one I've said many times.
Megan's Law Ralph?
You look up, it doesn't work so much right now because of the pandemic, but you look up the hashtag New York or the hashtag NYC.
Oh my God.
And you see all these girls that just came to New York for the first time that are proud that they're in New York and taking pictures. And you DM and say, hey, I'm a great tour guide. And it works.
No.
Sharon, you've done this? Do me a favor, just be a girl here for a second and tell me.
Shannon's not going to work for Shannon. She's a jaded.
I'm not asking if it's going to work for her. I'm not saying it's going to work for her. Don't you think that is.
It's creepy.
Disturbingly.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
Lame.
It's creepy.
Yes,
pretty
I creepy. Have to say that my impression of Ralph before I knew him, just listening to the SDR show, yeah. I really thought that I was going to hate him as a person.
I get it.
He's a fantastic person, but he is like.
I get it. I get it all.
You're girl crazy, dude.
I'm single 50s. Man in 51. What do you want to do?
I don't know. Josh the same way, dude.
Well, he's got 10 years.
Josh will rubberneck a girl's fucking titties and then talk about it for 15 minutes.
But also, in my defense, I just came from a place like L.A. where it's all superficial, and you come to New York now, and it's like the women are very approachable. There's a different breed.
Well, also, though, in my defense, I don't want to go to nightclubs. I don't want to.
Exactly.
I don't do what Jay does is go on stage and say, hey, ladies, look at me. I'm now to talk to you because I've seen me on stage.
Well, my apologies. I didn't know I was so awesome at something.
You're good at something. Crazy. Yeah, you are.
You're good at something, too. Manipulating the internet. Yes.
We got to work with what works with us. That's our strength.
Don't hate the player. Hate the Instagram game.
Dude, Josh is going to be shitting doing this exact thing tomorrow.
Yeah, and it also, well, by the way.
Welcome to New York.
Hey, we both just moved here.
Oh my God. I only know the city about 30% of the time. Don't worry.
You should probably get your pussy sucked by a local.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And also, by the way, Jay, this I just wanted to get this out. People often say that they think that you don't like me, right? It's a pretty ongoing thing.
We know they say that.
We know they say
that's false.
And I came to Austin because I love you. You know that. But you are probably, I want to say, top five of my favorite people on the planet. That's probably a fair thing to say.
You just got yourself 6 more months of Big J on this.
Who are the other 4?
Well, my brother, for sure. I'm talking about friends. Yeah, because you are genuinely just a good person, right?
You're just genuinely a good person.
Yeah, except when it comes to ladies.
Okay, yes, that's where you're that's a creepy piece of shit.
And by the way, also, on a side note, like, anytime there's a hot girl on this show, you know that I've hit on them immediately after we're through Instagram or whatever. And
oh, I know.
It's just who I am. What
you
can I do?
I fucking go for it.
You only don't happen if you don't try. Nothing's gonna have a big fucking deal.
Ralph, okay. The line is you hit you
whatever it is.
Miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Now I have to know, what are the odds with your guests?
These guys tonight?
I mean, with them.
I'm feeling pretty good about these.
They're
guys.
Easy.
At least 50%.
They're former fat dudes. They're down to fuck. And also, they don't realize that they're hot.
They didn't even sleep in New York tonight.
Also, by the way, when I called them gay, they'd even bat an eyelash. They're like, all right, I guess so. That's fine. Let's do it.
Dude, everyone's fluid. It's rock and roll, baby.
So, yeah, and I'm only saying this because it, you know, I want you to know. It bothered me a little bit. Okay? Because we all, you know, you shit on my shitty Instagram posts every now and then too, right?
No, just Facebook.
Facebook. You don't ever comment on it. You're not on Instagram.
Not even sure I follow you.
Yeah, because you pay. You have that company that does your Instagram.
Yeah,
right,
but I'm on it.
All right, but why? So I guess that, you know what it is.
I gotta follow you.
I probably don't. No, you follow me, but you probably don't show up and don't show up in your feed. I would imagine.
Why?
Because you have to go to my page once in a while. And then I would show up in your feed.
Wait, so if you follow someone, but you don't go to their page?
You won't show up because you don't see everybody that you follow on any social media because there's an algorithm based on how often you engage with those profiles.
So you have to Instagram stalk people once in a while.
Once in a while.
Just to keep up with how they're doing.
Yes, or you won't see it. Yeah, for sure.
That's too much.
Yeah, that's just too much. I'll just not see it.
That's what it is. You just don't see it. Like, I don't see your posts.
Damn, dude. Ever.
I see Jay's posts.
Thank you, Shannon.
I'm sorry. I don't check your... Anyway.
Ralph, I see your posts. I see all your
runs. I never see your posts.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm not posting a lot, but I love your runs. I like the runs.
He doesn't like them at all.
He posts runs on Instagram, too?
Well, everything that I post only goes on Instagram.
Oh, my God.
From Instagram to Facebook. I don't post anywhere else. I just post on Instagram.
Holy shit.
But why would you... Why would you want, if you're with someone a couple days a week, you see them most days a week, why would you want to see their feed on Instagram?
Yeah. I'm just telling you, that's how
I see Ralph very rarely, and I still, it's unreal to me that he posts his runs every day.
Every other day.
It's weird.
Dude, you need to get Strava. Yeah, that's when you brag about your runs.
My Strava
is everybody who wants to see your runs
is
already on
there.
Strava.
That's what my Stravas are what I use.
Yeah, you use
Ralph,
Strava.
Dude, if I'm coming in here on Wednesdays, we're going to have a girl dildoing herself or something. I didn't come here to talk about fucking run brags.
Yeah.
Hey, these guys are literally double my speed. Anyway. I just want to get it out there.
Shannon, get in here and show your butthole or something.
Right. Yeah. Even Ani's not even here. No one's here this week. I blame these guys.
What was your implication? That Ani would have showed her butthole?
Yeah, but Ani's a whore.
Oh, damn, dude.
I'm just going to say it. This was your goodbye on both shows.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank everyone for listening to Legion of Skanks, The Bonfire, and everything else I do. You couldn't even say SDR when I'm in the room. You could have lied.
Damn, you're right.
And done it just the two shows I was there. You knew I was there. You could have not done it the other five shows.
I feel like, does it make sense to that? I feel it would have hurt you more if I was like, I don't know if you go. I say, I don't know if is what I say, by the way. If you guys are listening to Bonfire, and they go, and I go.
No, you run through it quickly.
I know, I'm saying the right. I don't like to listen to Bonfire, Big Pop, Legion Skanks. And what if I would have been an SDR show and like there was like a 50-year-old lady who went,
I'd love it. I would love that. I would absolutely love that.
No, they would cheer for it. No, I do. I just like don't like saying a thousand.
Well, it's three things. You're saying three things anyway.
Oh, I didn't say my Netflix special.
Well, you could say this. Bonfire, Legion of Skanks, SDR, and all the things I do.
But I leave out so much stuff.
But, again, you wonder why people don't think you like me. There you go.
You think that's what it is?
I think that's what it is. Jay can't even mention the SDR show.
Oh, at SDR show.
We'll see.
I'm going to say Gas Digital. I don't know if you guys listen to Bonfire, Gas Digital.
All the shows on the Gas Digital Network.
All the shows.
Mike Vecchione Investigates.
And then I'm going to go, Legion of Skanks. Mike Vecchione Investigates. The two black guys.
No disrespect.
The thing is, Ding.
Real ass podcast. Part of the problem. And then
all the rest are here on Gas Digital.
Meanwhile, I'm hot. Is anyone else hot? I'm hot.
Hey, I'm going to take
brag more, bro. I'm going to blow it up. I'm fucking sexy as shit. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah. What do people say?
Oh, it's broken.
Yeah, what do they say? You're the only one that said something.
No, I'm not.
It's broken. That's why.
Can I try with a different remote?
Yeah, that should work.
It's green.
Green is something.
I feel it.
You feel it?
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe I hit something. Anyway, okay. So I just wanted to get that out there. I love you.
I'll say SDR show at the end of...
I know it wasn't malicious. I'm
glad you guys aired this. I was sensing a lot of hostility when I walked in.
it's making
me very uncomfortable.
Every time I give my plugs on Legion of Skanks, my last thing I say always is an SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network.
I appreciate that.
That's true.
I don't listen to Legion of Skanks.
Ooh. So that's the problem. Yeah.
Well, now we have a whole other issue. Yeah. I listen to fucking Juice Man and the Monster. What's your show called? What's the thing you do with the guy?
That should be the name of your show.
Juice Man and Sugar Balls.
Oh, man. I just got a little lightheaded from that. Oh my God, that's fucking great. Oh my God, you really gave me a good one there. Fuck me, that made me laugh. God damn it. Oh fuck, I'm sorry. All right, let's get back
Juice
to these
Man
guys.
And the Monster.
Juice Man and the Monster.
I can listen to you guys all night. Keep going.
I'm so sorry. God damn it, that is good. So fucking
all right.
No, we're not that.
Taylor, Jordan, have you guys ever done the old switcheroo on a girl before?
Yeah, that is one of my questions.
No. Many times. No, but I'll tell you what happened.
Get up close to the mic.
We went to college at SUNY Purchase, and the first party I went to, I had a one-night stand.
Oh my God, I know what you're...
I had a one-night stand, and, you know, I was really drunk, and I... I never went on a date with her again. She glared at Jordan for a year, like, you never called me. And then Jordan was at a party, and she was there the next year, and she was hitting on Jordan. Jordan just goes, didn't you hook up with my brother like a year ago?
We have like a kind of a rule that, like,
anyway, she goes, I would never hook up
with the same people.
She'd go, I would never hook up with both of you. And Jordan's like, you've been looking at me like we hooked up and I never called you for a year. That was my brother.
Okay. Well, yeah.
So you guys should do, you should, one of you, you should have.
She turned red. So she, I knew
you
that
always
she.
Always blame each other whenever things go awry.
I do.
You have to go down with on a girl for a little bit and then somehow you guys slide out and then and he goes in and then you pop up with the beard. You'd be like, how long was I down there for? Like, did my beard come in?
Like, God.
By the way, is that why?
I hear a lot of twin jokes. I've never heard that one.
Is that why you have a beard, to differentiate more or no?
No, my girlfriend's in town from LA and she likes when I shave these.
Okay, but normally you both have a little bit of beard. So.
No. Normally I just have a beard.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm in a distance thing. We met on Insta, actually.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I have a beard. My girlfriend puts up with it. She says it scratches her. I'm like, but I hate how I look without a beard.
Okay,
so.
Fair enough. And you never ever want
like that.
You never want
terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. I don't
want to look at that.
Ugh. Yeah. Have you ever thought about doing a switcheroo, really, or never? You just had a rule that you're never going to do it.
Nah, man. It's like legit sounds horrible.
Well, I don't know. Sounds great for the girl. She gets
sorry, Shannon.
Sorry.
Don't leave
well,
me
I guess
now.
I guess that gets rid of our next segment. These two guys fuck Shannon together.
That's the only reason why I'm the only one left here today.
As adult men, have you compared schwanzes to see if they're identical all the way around?
Not as adult men. Not as adult men.
Okay, as young teenage girls?
No.
All right, fair enough. And now, let's go back to the band.
As you check if you have herpes, you go, dude, do you have a bunch of red bumps? No? Yeah, this is herpes.
This is herpes.
Hey, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing longtime sponsors over here at the SDR Show. SDR Show? SDR Show.
Yeah.
And that, of course, is Blue Chew. Free boners.
I'm so happy they're back, by the way, because I need a supply.
Oh, man, when Christine comes home from this trip, I'm going to take a chewable, and I'm going to take her to Pound Town, dude.
Yeah.
Pound City.
Well, how busy is Pound City these days? A lot of residents?
Oh, yeah. So many, dude. Pound City?
Pound City's...
Yeah, it's being gentrified.
Yeah, that's what always happens. First, a Whole Foods comes in, and then everything changes.
Look, Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so you don't have to visit the doctor. No awkward conversations. No waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it comes right to your door in a discreet package. Come on. Go to BlueChew.com. You get to consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll get your prescription within days. And it's all done online, Ralph, your favorite. You do everything online.
I do everything online. But best thing is, if you take a chewable, you too can arrive in Pound Town with Christine.
Yeah. I'll say this right now. If you go to BlueChew.com right now for more details, one of those details they won't tell you is you can definitely plow out Christine.
It's in the notes. Look at that. It's right there.
Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepare for you to bang Christine. Wow. That is right there.
And use the code SDR. Once again, the code is SDR support. Someone just asked me.
They're not using her last name, so it's not. It's her. It's her.
By the way, someone asked me this today on Instagram. How do I support the show beyond subscribing? Support the sponsors that support us. So go to BlueChew.com.
I think you're going to say show your pussy.
And show your puss. Use the code SDR. Pound Christine.
Pound Christine. All these ways
will help you support the show.
Yeah, there's no extra promo code for Pound and Christine, but it's implied.
There's no wrong answers. All right, let's get back into it. All right, so when did this actual... I know you guys have been playing your whole lives, like musically, but when did this band, Moon City Masters, start, and what kind of nonsensical name is it?
Okay, so... We've been in many bands together that were mostly us with like a drummer or...
Talking to.
Yeah, right. Sorry. We've been in many bands that were mostly just us with like maybe like two, maybe like three at most other guys. But we always wrote all the songs. We were typically the lead singers. And after just getting sick of trying to argue with people what our band should sound like and what's the direction of the band, I was like, fuck it. No more bands. We're the band now. And
that was... 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Three years ago.
Yeah. So the name comes
from... Twin brothers, I mean, the other guys in the band probably just very quickly organically hate you. But.
Yeah. No, yeah. Because we're always on the same page. I don't blame them. We end up writing all the songs because we
are always together.
We've hardly ever spent a day apart, and we spend most of that time playing music. So we end up writing all the songs, being in agreement about the songs. And so we're totally control freaks. Every band has always been our band, and they resent it. And we don't want to.
Are your voices relatively the same?
I would say so. They sound pretty similar to me. Sometimes, like when we switch on and leave, I can't. can't. I sometimes even I get a little tripped up, especially if I'm if I listen to a mix or something, and like I'm like I took an edible or something. I'll be like, was I singing back up there?
Yeah. But you both have like the same range.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, as the name Moon City Masters, we have three other siblings. We're the youngest. We're smoking weed with our older brother.
You're doing dabs. You guys ever do dabs?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. Dabs.
Yeah, I do the dance.
The first time I did a dab, I legit thought I was tripping on... It felt like I was tripping on acid.
But so we're doing dabs, and he just goes,
I gotta try again.
You guys just have terrible band names. Your band names always fucking suck.
They're always awful. Like, our last band we were in was called Sky Talk, and he called it Sky Toilet. And it was always,
a bad name.
They were bad names.
We would always... That was the one thing we always were like, you could just choose a fucking band
name. And we always let the other members choose the name. And he's like, you guys should just be like the Moon City Masters.
He just came with that.
Yeah, he was just high. He just called us the Moon City Masters.
He's like, you're ridiculous. You're twins. You sing high. You shred. You're the fucking Moon City Masters. And
people do stay because they see us getting on stage sound checking.
He gave us this whole okay, imagine this. You're at a club. There's a band called the Moon City Masters playing. What the fuck is this? You get in. They think it's hilarious. Holy shit. The Moon City Masters are actually pretty good. And mainly what sold us is no one had that name.
Oh, that's an easier. And by the way, Jay, you could also on the logo, take this if you want. You guys' faces are the O's of Moon.
Whoa.
I could see that.
And ironically, super pleasant. Like,
this is directly from their website. You ready? The Planet of Moon City. Sent their best band to bring harmonious, soulful rock to the people of Earth.
You're welcome.
We haven't changed that
yet. We actually wrote a new bio. We had to put that on our website.
That's directly from their website.
Oh, fuck. We didn't change that yet.
Yeah,
that bio sucks.
What I do like, because I did, I do my due diligence here. I like that you guys don't seem to take anything too seriously. No, not like a serious band by any means, evident by the name. But what I was really impressed with, you do some incredible fucking covers. I mean, I know these days that's a great way to get notoriety and get your name out there. And a lot of your covers have probably, like we just had another band on recently where the covers had much more listens than views on YouTube than their originals, because that's just the name of the game. People are searching for songs and those come up. But the one that impressed me the most is the Michael Jackson cover. Which was great.
Cool.
And
I forgot we did that.
And the Hall & Oates cover. Both fucking great.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, you got my attention now.
Speaking Jay's language.
I forgot about that. That was
what song with covers?
They also did a Sam Cooke song. I mean, it was just a lot of... released
a cover of I've Got a Feeling by the Beatles, too. We just did one in the studio. We never tracked...
Yeah, we started doing all of those because we just didn't have any means to record our original music. We were writing and trying to figure out our sound. And we're just like, let's put covers out there to at least people know that we're alive and we exist.
Right.
And some of them did pretty well. Like, especially like back when Facebook was like still used by people. Some of them got like a couple hundred thousand
used
views.
By me and used by Jay to shit on me. So that's really the main dynamic.
With the way you guys are in two-man band now, are you just having studio players play with you, or are you guys doing all the music?
We just hired a guy to play drums with us on tour. We're trying to book some tour dates right now. And in the studio, we have a producer that works with us. He does some co-writing with us, and he plays drums on the recordings and keyboards.
And one of the things I think that I really did appreciate is they did a fake behind the music as if they were like this.
That's all my girlfriend.
That was very well. She played all the characters, it seemed, right?
Well, her sister.
Yeah, it was really funny. So like make it like they're this band that accomplished, light years of success, and they're recapping their career. It was well done. It shows that you guys don't take yourselves too seriously.
No, and I think that's like, I'm not gonna name any bands, but I really think that rock. When did rock become dressing up
after
like a pirate
after the 80s.
Being like overproduced and taking? And I like a lot of that grunge stuff, but it's like I feel like it's not supposed to. We're about just have fun, and we write about some serious stuff too. Right. But
yeah.
But after the 80s was the last time rock was just fun and silly. I don't know too many newer bands that don't take.
What are you about? Like Limp Bizkit? That was kind of.
I guess that's true. I mean, like early 90s.
New metal. Yeah, I think new metal. The early 2000s.
And also rock, but it depends like what you call rock too. Because like rock is. I don't know, man. Like everybody's got a different definition for what rock is. Like I consider us, it's almost funny. Like classic rock doesn't even refer necessarily to like the classic bands anymore. There's almost like a new era of modern classic rock coming out.
Well, because it's been around for so fucking long. That's why. But I was trying to think. Let's see. I looked it up. I'm not going to lie. identical twins in bands.
Nelson?
Yeah, Nelson.
Nelson is one of them. Yeah, and then what do you think? Can you think of any, Jay? There's a couple of obvious... There's one really obvious one.
Aren't they twins? No,
yeah, they're twins.
They're twins. I don't think they're identical, though.
The Nationals?
I don't know. One of them just...
The Nationals one?
They look the same. One just has a perm or something.
The obvious one was the Proclaimers. Remember? The Proclaimers. They were...
Are the Black Rose twins?
No,
brothers. A lot of twins that are like
they
the
fight
Bee Gees.
Like twins. They do.
The Oasis brothers?
Yeah, the Bee Gees are twins.
The Bee Gees are twins, but they're not identical.
No,
they're not.
There's only I saw the Proclaimers, Nelson.
When I walk, who
Breeders?
No, I'm gonna be.
Yeah, that was a big
one. I'm gonna be the man.
And then a band that I love that they actually, which is crazy. Have you heard of a band called Gene Loves Jezebel?
No.
I've heard of that band, but I don't know.
So they had an interesting because I love that band.
Gene and Jezebel were twins.
Two brothers. They fucking hated each other, and they split up, and they both toured as Gene Loves Jezebel, and they still to this day are touring separately as the band Gene Loves Jezebel.
They made.
I literally have been making jokes lately how we should fight and be our own Moon City. I can be Jordan's Moon City Masters.
One can give you Moon City, one can give you Masters.
Yeah. One more, Ralph. Good Charlotte are identical twins.
Are they really?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow, I didn't know that. They didn't come up in my little searchy poo. Look at that, Shannon. Good job in the production department there. All right, so now are you guys gonna do a?
That was all of them.
That was all of them.
Oh, okay.
For identical twins. Not okay. There was a lot that were twins, but and brothers are a lot, but identical twins very few. And you would think because of the harmonies that would be more common.
Yeah, it looked Ralph and his fraternal. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's fucking.
Yeah, I mean, me. It's how tall are you?
5'9".
So you're even taller. You're taller than my brother's 5'7".
What?
Dude, it's crazy. It would take like you can get five Joey's together to make one Ralph.
That fucking sucks.
Holy
shit. You're 6'5", and your fraternal
is 5'7".
That is fucking insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But Joe, his brother, five seven. He's got a 10.5-inch dick. That's Ralph's got a 4.5.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I was.
Well documented. Yeah.
They got the wrong dick.
Yeah, they mixed it up in the hospital. That's what happened.
That was Ralph's dad's last words to him. You got the wrong dick,
that
son.
That makes me think of
wrong kid died.
Movie?
Wrong kid died.
Wrong kid died.
Dewey Cox.
It's so easy to have someone.
Oh, by the way, I also liked that you had a fake Lindsey Graham in your behind the music. That was pretty funny. Lindsey Buckingham, sorry. Lindsey Buckingham.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham. What the fuck is that? Lindsey Buckingham.
I'll make the senator?
Yeah.
Lindsey Graham. You watch too much CNN.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of news.
You got to stop trying to fuck 22-year-olds if you're going to be talking like that.
Yeah, no, watch. No, because then you talk about, this Black Lives Matter stuff, huh?
Come like on. Greta Van Fleet. You're like, did host Fox and Friends?
All right, so what are we doing live, guys? I know we're going to do a song or two live.
Well, we could do one of our originals.
Yeah, of course.
Well,
I've
got a feeling.
How dare you not bring these handsome fellas a porn star tonight,
Ralph?
You want
to do an original? We could do I've Got a Feeling. Whatever you want.
Whatever. Fuck it. I don't care.
I just turned it off.
He does like a cover.
Why'd you turn it off?
Wait, I think you guys, I didn't do that on purpose.
It was working, you weirdo.
This is a single of ours that came out a few months ago called Taking It Back.
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Always the same, oh game, they're playing.
much fun.
Yeah. Fuck, the harmonies are like incredible.
You guys
man.
Sound almost exactly the same.
It's like you have the same genes and chromosomes.
You guys
same
shred, zone. Man.
That's fucking great. Do you both play both instruments or do you both
We play a little bit. Yeah, I teach a lot.
Get on the mics, please. Get right on the mic.
I play a little guitar, but like,
and I play
there's a reason why he is the guitar player.
And do you, when you do these songs, are you trying to make sure that both of you get leads and both of you
No. It just kind of works itself out. Like,
we write as a duo, so we try to fill up a lot of space as a duo, and then we get in the room with our producer, he's like, let's tone it down a little bit, guys. Like, you know,
and like, in terms of like lead vocals, like, honestly, like, we end up singing 50-50, but we don't really even like try that hard to plan it. Usually it's like just like no ego, like, hey, you should sing lead here because it's a little hard for me to sing this part while I'm playing, and vice versa. We don't really keep track.
Did you guys grow? I know you live in Brooklyn right now. Did you grow up in Brooklyn?
No.
Grew up in Westchester, Amerenick, New York.
And in high school, was one of you the cool one and one of you not the cool one?
No, he was the skinny one. I was the fat one. So we got more girls.
But I wouldn't describe us as cool. We were guitar dorks.
Well, you know, still, I mean, one of you was more popular than the other. Well,
Long Island. You grew up in
Westchester.
Westchester. Okay.
Yeah. Well. I played guitar, so I was instantly cooler than him.
All right, well, okay, there you go. Know,
he's a bass player.
And now that you guys
get a 5-string bass, he's just overcompensating.
You live in Brooklyn now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just curious because, I mean, I used to work in the scene as a promoter for nightclubs, rock clubs in New York, right? But I've been out for 20 years. What is the rock scene like in New York these days? How is that, Jay? Are you saying,
because it's
Jay,
COVID.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna
are you unaware that I worked in rock clubs?
Just looking at my friend Shannon.
Are you unaware? I will smack you in the face, you non-SDR promoting asshole.
On the FDR show, I'm right here.
Shots fired.
The rock scene,
because there is none to me.
I'm getting acquainted with what the scene is like, because you know I didn't go to any shows for 14 months. I went to my first show.
For singers, come on now, get on the goddamn mic.
Hello.
I went to my first show. Last weekend we went to like, and it was a rock show. They sounded good.
Like there is at least in Brooklyn, there's Lucky 13, there's St. Vitus, there's Duffs.
Yeah. But I don't know a lot of rock bands in
right.
In Brooklyn,
but they
really,
there used
honestly.
To be in Manhattan years ago, like a real clique of bands that all promoted each other, brought each other up on stage, and did things together. There's nothing like that anymore, right?
Well, that was ZO2 was actually in that.
Like,
ZO2 was
ZO2.
Part of that world. They were part of that world. They remember
like Dirty Pearls.
Dirty Pearls, and there was a.
We worked with ZO2's old producer for a while. We used to write songs with him back when.
Who?
We Bob Held.
Bob, dear friend of mine.
Oh, Bob. Bobby.
Yeah, well, they did a TV show for
Z-Rock,
and I was on it. I was a regular character on it.
Wait. Were you the comedian on
Neil.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I was the club promoter.
The
Gay for Paulie promoter.
If you don't get on that mic, I'm going to come over there.
This is why the
rest in peace, David Z, by the way.
David Z was so sad. He was really nice
guy.
Fantastic. The whole band was great, dude.
Yeah.
We're still friends, you know, still friends at all, though. But Bob and Lynn, dude, yeah.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, we used to write songs with Bobby all the time. Back when we were like 19.
Oh yeah, he's got a great story. He like just lived with Billy Squire. He just seems like an old dude.
Oh,
but
Bobby's
like,
he's got like 20 hours.
And you can't call him unless you have an hour free. Because that's every time I call him, it's like you're on the phone for like
are the
an hour.
Are the Z-Rock episodes available anywhere? Like
they're on Amazon.
Oh no, that's cool.
I don't really promote them much.
That's one of the things. Apparently, you care about SDR and that as much as the same each other because it's part of
the only TV show I was ever on. For 2 years, I did that show.
Real quick, are they going to be doing another performance
right
now?
Love it. Sure. Is there a way we could make? Do you think you can pull off Hall & Oates?
We'll see if I remember the lyrics.
Let's see. Shannon, even if we just do a little bit of it. Let's try.
I know the lyrics. I'll do it.
Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me.
B, it's just B.
She gone.
A flat, C sharp.
So it's like,
then back to B. That's what it's B.
Shannon, you can put the lyrics up on the screen if that's possible. Maybe is that possible or no?
I'll be recording it right now.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Sorry, Charlie. It's the decision.
It's been a year. Let's see if we got this. Do you remember the harmony?
Yeah, I think I do.
High on consolation.
Everybody's trying to tell me what is right for me. Yeah, I need a drink and a quick decision. Now it's up to me. Oh, what will be? She's gone. Oh, I better learn how to face it. She's gone. Oh, I pay the devil to replace her. She's gone. Oh, what went wrong? Up in the morning, look in the mirror. I'm as worn as a toothbrush hanging in the stand. My face ain't looking any younger. I better learn how to face that she's gone. Oh, I pay the devil to replace that she's gone. Oh, what went wrong? I think I spend eternity in the city. Let the carbon and monoxide choke my thoughts away. Pretty bodies kept us all the memories.
That's it.
And it can never be what she was to me. She's gone. Oh, I better learn how to face that she's gone. Oh, I pay the devil to replace that she's gone. What went wrong? She's gone. Oh, what went wrong?
So like that.
Wow, that was fucking great.
I am impressed.
Wow, that was so fun.
That was great, guys.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Jesus, that
someone
was great.
Someone do a soggy panties check on Shannon.
Shannon is
that was great.
Soggy panties check on Shannon.
Wow, I'm so glad I brought that up because that was fucking
you
great.
You bring this level of talent down to this rat-infested shithole.
Come closer this way.
Now love that song.
Slide over a little
way bit. Way better than Dildo Ring Toss. Way better.
Look, that you're not on fun. Shot. You're not on the shot. Get this
I'm
way.
Not in the shot.
There
okay,
you go.
There I am.
There you go.
He's gone.
Fuck, that was great. All right, so now we got to almost wrap soon.
All right.
So, let's talk about this. So now, obviously, Lewis is calling me in the middle of SDR.
He doesn't respect this show.
He doesn't respect the show like
that's
you
why
know.
I don't promote it.
There you go. I'm going to tell him on the air.
Doesn't respect
I'm going to answer him. Hold on, I'm going to answer him. Lewis, I'm doing SDR right now. We're live.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, call me after.
All right.
If you would have done that to Lewis, he would have lost his mind.
What?
If you would have called during
Of course. Well, I'm a sweeter boy. What could I tell you? All right. So now, obviously, COVID screwed up any plans you might have had for touring or anything like that. So what's on agenda right now? What are you guys going to do?
You know what? Actually, COVID's been great for us because it's messed up because we were playing a lot of gigs and we were doing some festivals. But you know what? And I was super depressed about not playing shows and I was miserable from it. But financially, we give guitar lessons for a living. So we were fine there. But it really, really hunkered down. I was just moping around for a week, and my girlfriend's like, stop complaining about what you can't do. You got to focus on what you can do. And we just hunkered down, wrote songs, we recorded, and our following's been building this year, and we actually got a good booking agent, and we're looking like we're going to actually do some real touring and
that's
get
great.
Better opportunities after COVID.
Which one of your girlfriends is the one that does like all the set design?
My girlfriend, Maris.
That's
my
pretty
fiance,
cool.
Maris.
Oh, congratulations, because yeah. I saw like...
Don't fucking Instagram her, you
I
piece
want
of shit.
I won't Instagram her.
Seeing somebody.
I saw that. hey, until they're married. Like the car looked like a cardboard cutout that you guys were in a car driving,
dude,
right?
Yeah, it's just incredible.
Oh, the price you pay music video. That shit was falling apart while we were filming.
That's right. It looked like you guys were like holding it up while you were on
for
the car.
Dear life.
It was great. Yeah,
we were.
But yeah, she was just like, focus on what you can do, make music, promote your music online. Cause it wasn't like we were like, you know, we have to give lessons and play weddings to pay the bills. So it's like, let's just do what we can do, focus on that, and we're writing better music and we're coming out of this with better opportunities ahead. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it did suck.
Yeah. I mean, the Instagram is Moon City Masters.
Yeah.
Right. And we gotta do the first for two people. So we might as well start early. So okay. Shannon, hit the first.
The first time ever I saw concert Detroit.
The name of the show is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. We ask every guest since the dawn of time this question about their first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll, and we mean a concert you went to on your own because you wanted to go. Your parents didn't drag you.
Oh.
And something we're going to know, not some local band no one's ever heard of up in Westchester, wherever it was you guys grew up.
There's nothing good there, just dad bands.
I can't think of the first, okay, like the first concert, the rock concert we went to.
It doesn't have to be rock. No one's
okay.
judging.
Okay.
Ralph's
without,
was air
without
supply.
My parents, I can't remember what the first one was without either of my parents, but the earliest one that comes to mind was Iron Maiden.
I imagine it was together, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, that's like the first one we went without our parents.
Maybe Rush?
Rush or Iron Maiden, both awesome.
Yeah, we were
you know,
together.
But like our dad took us with our brothers to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers when we were 12.
And your dad is musically inclined as well?
He sang, but he's got an okay voice, you know. But he loves it, and he's always super encouraging of it. He's always been super encouraging.
And your brothers don't play.
They play for like a hobby, but they're not as stupid as us. They don't try to do it for
they're not trying to make a living.
We wanted to go, but our dad did take us to his Red Chili Peppers. That's what made me want to get a guitar.
Was it weird that he made you guys wear the cock socks?
Yeah, that was weird.
It's weird that they're wearing it now.
No,
do you guys live together right now?
No, we did up until like right before the pandemic. We live a mile away from each other.
Okay, because I lived with my brother our entire lives until we were 39 and we were basically common law married with each other and decided it was time to move out. With it. Right before 40, we...
They had to both learn how to come alone again.
Yeah, it was not easy. We still have to call each other to finish, though.
Yeah, they sync up their porn.
Yeah,
hey,
I can't.
Five, four, three. No, we actually stopped living together right a month before the whole lockdown happened.
Oh, okay.
I moved in with my girlfriend and...
Fiancé.
Yeah, fiancé, but girlfriend at the time. Oh, yeah. Fiancé as of Christmas. That's when we got engaged.
Congratulations.
But, so Red Hot Chili Peppers is the first concert.
So now the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't the first drug you did.
Oh, well, weed was the first drug. The first drug I did after weed was magic mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
No, it was acid.
Was it? Oh, yeah, it was acid.
But is everything going to be the same answer for both of you?
We're
only
boring,
one has
bro.
To take it. They both feel it.
Yeah, well, you're right.
If my twins from G.I. Joe tells me anything.
You're right. Dude,
he liked mushrooms. He liked mushrooms better, and I liked acid better.
I'm not like against
you. You liked both.
Acid,
is there any drug that one of you did that the other one didn't do?
I don't think so.
You
want to tell me on
my girlfriend at the time, I went to a Fish concert, and it was like a period where I was just so like it was. I was just out of college and I wasn't doing anything. I just was burnt out on drinking and smoking pot. But I was the only one sober at this Fish concert, and someone offered me a little bit of Molly. That's it. I didn't feel it.
Okay, so it's not enough Molly.
I think I put a little cocaine on my lip one time. but I didn't even feel it.
Do you guys ever feel any sort of twin connection shit?
Sometimes we'll get like really anxious, and I'll be like, I have to go check my phone, and he'll be calling me. And sometimes he'll start humming a song that I was literally thinking of. But we listen to a lot of the same music.
Well,
so
that could just be coincidental.
And he also calls me like 13 times a day. So
yeah, we don't like talking.
Hey, Jordan, have you looked at the Spotify numbers? Oh, Jordan, we're having a meeting.
Well, you guys
we're gonna be on this fucking podcast.
Who's more on top of the side of the business, like the band?
Different. You know.
Yeah, I would. It's just different.
We both do a lot of emailing.
You know, actually, one thing that Bob Hell did tell us when we met him when we were 18, and he's like, you got to treat this like a business. You got to, even if it's not the way you make money, you have to work every day at this. Not just writing songs, but promote. It's like, you got to treat it like it's your job. If it's ever going to be your job, you got to treat it like it's your job.
Yeah,
and
I agree with that.
So we try to
We spent a lot of time.
We spent a lot of time working on it.
Like, I'll just like put
get on the goddamn microphone.
Oh yeah, we spent a lot of time.
He sucks at this.
Yeah, I'm not good at this.
I'll come back alone next time.
We spent a lot of time, you know, actually just doing like the shit work, just emailing like 100 times, hoping like 10 people get back to you.
Yeah, it's like me with dating on Instagram. So now, what about the first time you had sex?
16. I was. She was in the marching band. I went to her high school.
That's cute. Are you two at 16, same year? Or no?
Yeah, but it was just like summer before my junior year, I think. And
whose was first? Who got laid first?
Uh-huh.
You did. Okay.
And just in my bed.
Well, she came over.
She came over, and I had condoms.
Then she came all over.
Hey,
it was my first time. I was probably terrible. And I'm like, it was my first time. And she's like, you want? I'm like, you want her? She's like, yeah, let's do it. And
wow, you're such a romantic.
Yeah, I'm very romantic. And then the next day, my mom found the box, and she was just like, Taylor, you'll remember it forever. It was your first time.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
When you got laid,
she said that to you.
Yes.
When your brother got laid first, were you really jealous and like, God damn it?
No, I hated his girlfriend. I felt bad for him.
Okay.
Oh, God damn.
I was like, oh, now he's really stuck with her thing.
God damn it. All right, so let's do the plugs again. It's at Moon City Masters. Yeah. Is there any other plugs you want to hit like that right now?
Spotify at Moon City Masters, Instagram at Moon City Masters. Don't go to our Twitter. We don't do anything with
you
that.
You really don't, by the way.
No, we don't do anything. We have
it. You can't be on everything.
At least put your Instagram to your Twitter so at least it populates.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want Ralph to be your social media guy?
Yeah. TikTok Twitter, all figure? The people that are like, that 12. Are teenagers that listen to the show.
Older, I see a lot of older celebrities are on TikTok now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instagram and Spotify. And go to our website, mooncitymasters.com. Buy a shirt.
There you go. Help there us.
No one's buying music.
Josh, as our guest of honor, you want to plug anything?
Yeah, man. At Josh Adam Myers on all social media. I'll be in St. Louis at the Funny Bone June 24th through the 27th. And I'll be in Washington, D.C. at the D.C. Draft House August 6th through the 8th. But check my website, joshadammyers.com, and listen to my podcast, The 500.
I'm supposed to do one of those.
You're going
to
do it.
Send me a list of albums, and I'll pick one.
Ooh, I might have some coming up.
I don't know. I remember the first time you said...
Do you have Winger coming up?
Yeah. Actually, we do.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. I remember you sent me a list once. I didn't really know any of that. And the only ones I wanted, you said, were taken already the last time. But
well, weird. The way you snapped at him, I really thought he never sent you anything.
Well, it was
why don't you send me a fucking list, you dildo? I did. Well, I didn't know those.
I didn't really like that. Your turn, Jason.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. Next weekend, Indianapolis, Helium. I have a whole bunch of dates coming up. Albany, Magoobies. I think Josh is going to do Magoobies with me. And Timonium,
Maryland. We're going to eat crabs and pizza.
I got Orlando coming up. I'll be all over the place.
Are you comfortable yet on the road? Like, you don't feel stress of, like, the COVID world?
At first, when I was coming home, I was getting that nerve. Now, I'm, like, vaccinated and stuff. So now I'm like, I don't know. Do what I can. But, like... I still wear masks like around most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
I never don't have it on like around my neck. So, but yeah. So a bunch of dates coming up and more coming, more and more coming. Also, I can announce I'm doing the Veranos cruise. It's Rob Zombie, Chevelle.
Oh, I didn't even hear that one.
Yeah.
It's called Veranos.
Veranos, something.
It's an awful name.
He'll be there.
I'll be there. I'll be on it. It's another.
It's interesting because. Shiprock tried to get Rob Zombie a couple times, and he said he would never do a cruise.
I think he's doing the beach. I think they're
the beach.
I think they're flying him to the beach.
He said he would never be on a boat. So there you go.
I think they're
that
right.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But guess what? Chevelle will be on a boat, yeah, I think.
That's fine. All right, cool.
And so, yeah. And, of course, Bonfire Monday through Friday.
You mean the other things you do?
And, yeah, an SDR show. Don't forget the SDR show. Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. Monday through Friday, The Bonfire. Legion of Skanks right here on the Guest Digital Network. And, of course, SDR Show with Big J and Running Ralph.
Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at ShannonLee6982. Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is, Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. And that's it.
Listen to my other podcast, Juice Man and the Monster.
Juice Man and the Monster.
Juice Man and the Monster.
Follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton.
It's actually a morning zoo.
It's called Good Sugar Podcast with the founder of Juice Press. That's where we get the Juice Man and the Monster.
Juice Man and the Monster.
Juice Man and the Monster. I like that name. And guys, thank you so much. Really fucking
Thanks
was
for
great.
Having us,
hell
guys.
Yeah,
this
man.
Guys. This well, awesome.
Then I'll let you do this. Pick another song from your catalog on Spotify, and we'll add it to our SDR show playlist. So one of the songs that's on Spotify.
Taking It Back.
Yeah. All right, well, Taking It Back.
That's the intro song. If you want to hear what we're about in one song, that's the song.
All right, we'll play Taking It Back. And Moon City Masters, thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next week
guys.
On the SDR
thank
show.
Thank you.
Peace.
Listening to the SDR Show.